Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here comes the new book, Countdown: Bin Laden, the Untold Story of the 247-Day Hunt to Bring the Mastermind of 9/11 to Justice. Award-winning journalist and anchor of Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace delivers a thrilling new account of the final 8 months of intelligence gathering, national security strategizing, and meticulous military planning that leads to the climactic mission when SEAL Team 6 closed in on its target. And to talk about it all this Labor Day Monday is Chris Wallace. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Chris.
Great to be back with you, Dave.
You know, the timing of this book, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the end of the Afghan war, you know, this book delivers so much new information collected from all these interviews you conducted with more than a dozen central figures, Admiral William H. McRaven, leader of the operation in Pakistan, as well as CIA Director Panetta, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, Defense Secretary Robert Gates. It's endless. I'd say you covered all the bases.
Well, thank you. It's a fascinating story, and I think particularly timely now for a couple of reasons. One, I think a lot of us are feeling kind of poorly about our 20-year war because it ended so badly, and it, you know, we're going to come up to this anniversary on September 11th, this next Saturday, and the Taliban is going to be back in charge of the country as it was back on September 11th of 2001. So that is not the way anybody anticipated this was going to end. And I tell you, when I wrote the book, I didn't anticipate that.
Right.
The fact, though, is that we did accomplish our prime objective back when we started this war 20 years ago, and that was to get bin Laden and to sufficiently degrade Al-Qaeda, that the fact is we haven't had a major terror attack or any serious terror attack that came from Afghanistan in these 20 years. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but 20 years is pretty good. The other thing that I think is really instructive about this book is, as badly as the end of this war came, and I, you know, I don't think almost anybody thinks, whether you think we should have gotten out or not gotten out, the end, the evacuation, all of that was kind of a mess. This is exactly the opposite. How we got bin Laden is a perfect case. You were talking about the various arms of the government. I mean, it was first a hunt of a extraordinary intelligence operation for 10 years.
Absolutely.
To find this compound in Abbottabad. Then the political community led by President Obama did, I think, a really quite remarkable job in terms of figuring this all out. And I will tell you, when Obama approved the raid on April 28th, 2011, he said to his national security team, this is a 50-50 proposition. And despite all of the intelligence, there's about 50-50 chance that bin Laden is actually there. And then finally, the extraordinary work of the military. You talked about Bill McRaven, who was the head of Joint Special Operations Command and SEAL Team 6. They planned meticulously, rehearsed, and pulled this off in an extraordinary fashion. So if what's happened in the last month or a few weeks has been a case study in how government's not supposed to work, the takedown of bin Laden was a case study of how it's supposed to work.
You know, you open with the story, and I mentioned to you off air that I just love the countdown nature of this book because it just builds up so much suspense, and there's so much missing from the story. I mean, most of America knows really what happened that day and maybe a little bit leading up to that, but really when you talk about those 10 years in the process that everybody went through and making sure that this is where bin Laden was, it was no easy task. And you open with the story of Michael Morell, the CIA's deputy director, and Jeremy Bash, the spy agency's chief of staff, asked Director Panetta for a private meeting, which was unusual. That just didn't happen. They had group meetings. It happened every day, late in the day. But it marked what was the beginning of the end, that private meeting.
Well, Well, the counterterrorism group led, and all these names are code names because obviously these people have never been revealed. The head of the counterterrorism center at the CIA, a guy named Mike, the head of the Pakistan-Afghan department, a fellow named Gary, who's never talked before, and I spoke to him for hours as he talked in great detail about what happened. And then his counterpart, his deputy, a fellow named Sam, they met with, as you say, the CIA director at the time, Leon Panetta, and his two top aides in Panetta's office. And they said, they started telling him about a fellow named Abu Ahmed al-Kuwaiti. And when they said that name, Panetta looked over at Bash and Morrell, and they didn't know who it was, and he didn't know who it was. And it turns out that one of the ways in the CIA, and, you know, this didn't just happen all of a sudden. There was a 9-year hunt to try to locate bin Laden. And they tried to do it through family. They tried to do it through al-Qaeda officials. But one of the avenues they pursued was couriers, because they figured that wherever bin Laden was hiding, and they thought he was hiding in a cave somewhere in the tribal area, a mountainous, remote area between Afghanistan and Pakistan, that he wouldn't, you know, be using a telephone or any kind of an electronic. He would have a courier who would deliver his messages to his operational chiefs. And they found this guy who had been a courier for bin Laden named Abu Ahmed al-Kuwaiti. That was his nom de guerre, his al-Qaeda name. His real name was Ibrahim Saeed Ahmed. And they were able to hunt him down, to trace him in Afghanistan, and then to trace him back to Abbottabad, which was this quite affluent retirement community in just north of the nation's capital of Islamabad in the Himalayan mountains, where Pakistan's West Point was. And there was a pretty big, fancy compound there. And that's where al-Kuwaiti went back, and they traced him back to there. They didn't know, though, who was in there besides al-Kuwaiti. But they proceeded for months to try to figure out what was going on inside the compound. And as I say, at the very end, when Obama launches the raid, it's a 50-50 proposition whether or not bin Laden is there or not.
As this year marks the 20th anniversary of 9/11, journalist and Fox News anchor Chris Wallace is releasing a new book, Countdown Bin Laden. Stay player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Fox News anchor and author Chris Wallace on his new book, Countdown Bin Laden, the untold story of the 247-day hunt to bring down the mastermind of 9/11 to justice. You know, you also weave in stories of the victims of 9/11 and their families, which really creates a grounding to this story and why we were in Afghanistan in the first place.
Yeah, we tell a really moving story of a New York police officer named Jessica Ferenczi. Mm-hmm. And she falls in love with another New York City police officer named Jerome Dominguez. And, you know, they have this wonderful love affair. And on September 11th, she was going down to, you know, lower Manhattan where the courts were, because she had to testify in court. And he was on duty, but, you know, not particularly. And they agree that they're going to meet for breakfast. And suddenly the planes hit the World Trade Center towers, and she knows immediately that Dominguez is going to go to the towers. And the last that he's heard of him, he's inside Tower 1, and he's radioing to people. And then, of course, the tower collapses, and he passes away. And, you know, she has this open wound for these 10 years, you know, feeling the loss that obviously thousands
no question
of our fellow Americans felt. And, you know, we tell her story to remind people of, you know, if you were the relative of a victim of 9/11 and Osama bin Laden, how keenly you felt that open wound, which wasn't completely healed even with the death of bin Laden, but, you know, gave some measure of closure to it.
You know, during this whole process, of course, we had allies helping us in all this. But in conversations, you mentioned just a few months out with Director Panetta, the president, Obama at the time, was certain of one thing, that if it was truly bin Laden, they couldn't involve the Pakistanis. Because, You know, they had worked closely with Pakistan on some counterterrorism operations. And yes, this was deep inside Pakistani territory, but some people in the military showed signs of ties to the Taliban and maybe Al-Qaeda. And
absolutely. Also, the intel community, the ISI, they certainly thought that there were close ties, and there clearly are, between the elements of the Pakistani military and intelligence and the Taliban, and they couldn't be sure about Al-Qaeda. And remember, when this compound is not in some tribal remote area, the compound is in downtown Abbottabad. You know, right, it's in right. this very affluent community that's got a military base there. It's got the Pakistani West Point there. So that only increased the thought there's no way bin Laden could be living in this compound and nobody in the Pakistani government would know. So that was one of the things really from the very beginning that Obama said was, and this was very, very closely held. Originally, the only people involved were Panetta and his team at the CIA and Obama and his team at the White House. The Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates, has not told about this for months. Hillary Clinton didn't find out about it until March, a month before the raid.
Right.
And the Lord knows they certainly, if they were, it was that closely held, they weren't going to tell the Pakistanis when they weren't even sure about the loyalties of the Pakistani government.
After all these years, you mentioned that O'Neill wasn't going to leave without bin Laden, dead or alive. And he tuned out the chaos, the screaming, the gunfire. He slowed everything down. He focused on the man holding the woman. I mean, you go through the such details, but then within a few minutes, everything changed.
Yeah, he's the man. And, you know, there's been questions about who was the man who actually took down bin Laden. It was Rob O'Neill. And I got this from no less of a source than Bill McRaven, who was the head of the mission. Rob O'Neill wrote a book about it, but some people questioned whether he was really the guy. He was really the guy, and he describes. I promise you, you know, we all know how the story ends, but the whole point of these books, these countdown books, is I want to write them as history thrillers. I want, so many histories are written from after. Well, we know what happened, but how did it happen? Why did it happen? No, we try to take you into the moment. You're in the room with Panetta as he first learns from his counterterrorism people about the compound. You're in the room as in the National Security Council in the sit room as the president is making these decisions, and you're in the helicopters with the SEAL Team 6 as they go to Abbottabad, and then in the compound itself as Rob O'Neill is climbing up the stairs. And, you know, he fully expects at one point that somebody up on the second floor, turns out it's Khalid bin Laden's son. They think that he's going to throw a hand grenade or something down the stairs and blow them all up. He finally ends up on the third floor, 3 feet away, face to face from bin Laden, who takes his wife and uses her as a human shield. And he's the one who kills bin Laden, puts 3 bullets in his head. And as says later, very shortly thereafter, I don't know whether this is the best day of my life or the worst day of my life, because I will always be known as the man who killed Osama bin Laden.
No question. We only touched upon a few of the stories leading up to that fateful moment for Osama bin Laden. The new book is Countdown Bin Laden, the untold story of the 247-day hunt to bring the mastermind of 9/11 to justice.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so glad that I know you were a fan of the previous Countdown book, 1945, about Hiroshima, now bin Laden. I'm going to be selling this book for a bit, and then I'm going to go back and write another Countdown book. And as I said to you when you said, what's next? I said, I don't know. So if you have an idea or a listener has an idea, send it to me, because I've got to find another one.
I will throw you some ideas. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.